We are reading the Freedom article from the writings of Bala Sulam, subtitled The Environment as a Factor. You can download the article in our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv.
So, by what do we reach the goal? Through what do we change our nature? Let's read these few lines again regarding free choice.
So, reading free choice once again, subtitle free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general parts as well through habit, which endows it with a second nature, as explained above.
So what happened here? Although we are all corrupted through persistence, right? Meaning through habit, as he says, we acquire second nature and so advance. And this habit, I'd like to tell you, it's the most important thing. That's why it's written that if you leave me for a day, I shall leave you for two. Meaning that if we let go for a minute, for a second, for a day, the Creator does the same thing but double to us. And then we no longer have free choice. Where is our free choice? Where can we see it? It's where we try to consistently hold on to the path, to be on the path. Except for that, I have nothing. In that, the Creator allows me to add something of my own. Not in my intellect, my abilities, my excellence in various fields. I cannot add anything. All that depends on Him, except for one thing. He gave me the opportunity, the option, to prepare myself today through the environment, all sorts of things. I take some role, some burden that doesn't allow me to run from the group, and I return and I continue and connect and connect and connect with the group until I receive, through the reforming lights, some change to my nature, some transformation. All right? What do Itafor want?
Buongiorno, Rav. È possibile avere come esempio il Rav nella libera scelta, visto che è costantemente impegnato nel cammino?
Good morning, Rav. Can we use you, Rav, for the matter of free choice and take an example from you? We see you're always devoted to the goal.
No, I won't tell you that I'm always devoted to the goal. That's it's impossible to see from. Well, perhaps that's how it looks like from on the outside. I thank you. I try to show you all my behaviors, which are good, and also those that are not so good, so that you will learn from it. I don't think that I am an example. But each and every friend can serve as an example, proper example. And the main thing that we need to remember, that we mustn't forget, is that if we return to the spiritual work every day, then by that we apply our free choice, implement our free choice, and nothing can hinder me can prevent me from renewing myself every day in my work with the Creator. It's terrible. If a person comes to study once a week, twice or three times a week to study or gatherings, it's a sign that he disregards it, and that's very bad. It's terrible. So the environment as a factor, you understand that, right? We can move on? Yes. Well, Dudi, let's continue.
So we just read subtitle Free Choice, and we'll continue to subtitle the environment as a factor. This protection means that we can always add in the matter of choosing our environment, which are the friends, books, teachers, and so on. It is like a person who inherited a few stalks of wheat from his father. From this small amount, he can grow many dozens of stalks through his choice of the environment for his source, which is fertile soil that contains all the necessary minerals and raw materials that nourish the wheat abundantly. That there is also the matter of the work of improving the environmental conditions to fit the needs of the plant and the growth. For the wise will do well to choose the best conditions and will succeed. And the fool takes from whatever comes before him and thus turns the sowing to a curse rather than a blessing. Thus, all the praise and spirit or gain depend on the choice of the environment in which to sow the wheat. But once it has been sowed in the selected location, the wheat's absolute form, shape is determined according to the measure that the environment is capable of providing. So is the case with our topic. For it is true that the desire has no freedom. Rather, it is operated by the above four factors, and one is compelled to think and examine as they suggest. Denied of any strength to criticize or change, just as the wheat that has been sown in its environment. However, there is freedom for the will to initially choose such an environment, such books and such guides that impart upon him good concepts. And if one does not do this, but is willing to enter any environment that appears before him and read any book that falls into his hands, he is bound to fall into a bad environment or waste his time on worthless books, which are abundant and more accessible. In consequence, he will be forced into foul concepts that make him sin and condemn. He will certainly be punished, not because of his evil thoughts or deeds in which he has no choice, but because he did not choose to be in a good environment. For in this, there is definitely choice. Therefore, one who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. And here, too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Pachya said, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.
Questions? So, nothing? So smooth? Nothing's happening? Well, let's see. Petah Tikva 29.
Actually, in the passage about free choice, he started saying that choosing is a sure habit. Then he came back to actually the environment. So I have a feeling that I missed out on something in this whole thing about the habit, and
I cannot help you. If you missed it, you missed it. Read it a few times and find what you missed.
Thank you.
I can't work like this. Petach Tikva 25.
We know that the Creator places man's hand on the good fate. When we explain it, this seemingly means that the Creator has put us in the right environment. Here, Baal HaSalam says that we choose our environment.
After the Creator brings us to a good environment, we need to choose it. Constantly, we need to strengthen every day. That's why it's written that one who makes an effort all his life, he chooses a good environment every time, so on.
So our effort is to strengthen the environment, to choose it, but to strengthen the environment.
That is called choice. Yes, free choice. Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Thank you. Can we say that we actually choose out of what the Creator already chose for us?
We don't choose. Of course, the Creator brings the person to the place and says, take this to yourself, take this for yourself. But as we learned in this article about the free choice, in a different place there, that it's the Creator that places one's hand on the good fate and says that. But we need to strengthen ourselves in that. We fell into a place, into a group, right, with a teacher. Here we're explained, we're taught what the holy texts say. We hear it. The holy texts, the holy writings are open in front of us. And now we have to choose. So we don't have to choose the same environment, the same place, but we have to choose to strengthen ourselves in it and the extent to which I want to advance with it. And by that, I determine my advancement.
So this is how we determine the state we go to, with love.
I don't know what he wants.
Accept that state, that choice that we make with love.
You need to make a decision every single moment. You conduct some criticism, some scrutiny. You strengthen yourself. You look for ways to become stronger and how you continue. Let's say, yesterday I was in the lesson. Now, to add to the lesson, I also want to be in the Yeshivat Chavarim, right? And in a week or two, I also want to, well, do some dissemination as well, add dissemination to that, right? I'm talking about things we have, which are apparent to us, and but there are some things that you cannot exactly point towards, that have to do more with inner changes, inner calculations, what you attend, what you pay attention to, and so on. Azerbaijan.
Раф, вопрос такой. А почему всегда сложно бывает вот этот выбор? Через силу бывает.
Раф, why is this choice always so complex? We have to do it forcefully.
Free choice is difficult because it requires efforts of us. And that's why it's so difficult. There's nothing harder than free choice. I need to look for ways to advance in the path of bestowal, in the path towards love, connection, strengthening. It's all against my desire.
Kiev 2.
Раф, скажите, продолжение вопроса товарища. Выбор хорошее окружение – это каждый раз.
In continuation to the friend's question, choosing a better environment, a good environment, means to always see the friends as more corrected?
Well, yes, also, of course. Yes, Dudi.
Yaniv sent us the excerpt you talked about from the introduction to Tess, item 4, because it is true. And very correct that the Creator himself puts a person's hand on the good fate. that is, by giving him a life of pleasantness and pleasure within this corporeal life that is full of suffering and pain and devoid of any content, so that necessarily the person removes himself and runs away from it at a time that he seems to be seeing even through the cracks some place, some tranquil place to which he can evade from this life that is harsher than death. There is no placement of man's hand by the Creator that is more than this. And man's choice is only in regards to strengthening.
Kazakhstan.
Еще раз здравствуйте. Это вопрос от товарища, от Ерганата. Он просит...
A question by friend, Ерганат. He's asking.
Это удел сильных людей.
To strengthen in the environment.
Миасвива.
These are strong people, or
in the environment, each one has to show the others how much energy he's putting in into strengthening himself in the environment, to awaken the environment. Everyone has to speak about the greatness of the environment and so on.
No.
С вашего разрешения. А вот окружение, это же и Рав же тоже, это же самое главное же.
The environment is also Rav. That's the most important, isn't it? I also want to adhere to Rav. So, the fact that you say that you cannot be an example, how should I understand it?
Don't make of me an icon.
Turkey free.
Hi, Rav. A question from a friend in our group is asking if everything comes from Creator, so where is our choice of freedom?
Everything comes from the Creator except the choice. You have to add of yourself, of your own. The Creator gives you all of the forces of nature, and you have to add a little bit of a desire from yourself. In addition, Chavir.
My question is about buy yourself a friend, make yourself a Rav, and buy yourself a friend. Make yourself a Rav, that's the matter of adhesion to the right line, and by yourself a friend is the establishment of the left line.
I cannot talk about that. These are things that we haven't gone into yet.
Petit Chaisri.
Petach Tikva
19.
Good morning. He talked about it a little bit, but what is the connection between the environment and make yourself a Rav? How is one thing related to the other? He says, make yourself a Rav suddenly. Where does that come from? What we just read.
To make a Rav?
Yes.
How will you advance if you don't have a Rav?
I need to have the whole parcel, the whole package. What does it mean I make for yourself a Rav? If I choose an environment, the Rav is there.
Well, all right, so let it be as you think. Fine.
Do I choose Rav?
You are right. Well, you're right. But it's written. It's written, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. How do you make the Rav? You need to make him. To make someone greater to you than yourself.
And then buy yourself a friend. What does it mean, buy yourself a friend?
Buy a friend means to invest in a person who will be a friend, with whom you will achieve connection between you, and with the Creator.
A friend is the 10, no?
Yes.
The friend is the 10?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah. He calmed down quickly. So let's continue.
We are reading subtitle, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment. Now you can understand the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who replied to a person who offered him to live in his town, and he would give him millions of gold coins for it. Even if you give me all the gold and silver and jewels in the world, I will live only in a place of Torah. These words seem inconceivable to our simple mind. For how could he relinquish millions of gold coins for such a small thing as living in a place where there are no disciples of Torah? While he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one. Indeed, a mystery. But as we have seen, this is a simple thing and should be observed by each and every one of us. Although each one has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment, which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment, in a city where there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. And as we have clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, one must not wonder that a sage such as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by material or corporeal things, as he deduces there. When one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds. And also our sages warned, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend. And there is also the choice of books, as we have mentioned, for only in this is one rebuked or praised in his choice of the environment. But once he has chosen an environment, he is in their hands as clay in the hands of the potter.
I don't see any questions. I guess everything is clear after everything we've said. Well, but nevertheless. Continue, Dudi. We should see this. These are things that relate to our work.
Should I continue or questions?
Okay, we have questions here. United VG3.
The free choice, is that a result of a prayer?
Yes. Yes, that too. That too. PT
29. Make a rub for yourself and buy yourself a friend. That's not two different people. It's one thing, right? In every friend.
Kent. Yes. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, will the environment harm me or will it help me? It depends on man or not?
Yes and no. We also need to see the environment itself, not just the person that chooses it. PT 13.
Rav,
we see that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, even though they offered him 10,000 coins, he wouldn't leave his town.
Right.
What, today, when everything is virtual, what does it mean to leave the town?
You still have many societies, groups, environments, all kinds of different parties, wherever you can see under what kind of bestowal you want to be. That's why even though it's virtual, in the meantime, this freedom of choice remains. Moscow 6.
The effort against your desire, is that freedom of choice?
The action in environment is actually the choice of the goal.
PT 19.
Hello, Rav. A question by a friend. How to avoid the influence of other societies?
Well, here, my friends, I understand that you need to be understanding how to keep ourselves from external influences. First of all, I don't hear. Before I open my ear to listen to something, I'm with blocked ears. That's it. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. Let it be that way, just not to see or hear what's happening outside. I open myself to what's happening outside only in a time where I choose to open myself, how to open myself, and that's how I advance. Otherwise not. I have a very limited source of places that I read, and that's how I live. I don't get any impressions from people. Of course, nothing from the outside. Well, I have nothing to get any impressions from. But in short, there's a problem. There is a problem. The problem in our time, if people are not yet developed spiritually, then they can enter the corporeal influences. Because there are many people who speak very nicely, by the way, and in very nice, convenient, pleasant, convincing manner. However, I don't know what to tell you. If it's not known that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it's from Bala Sulam and Rabash, then I simply just cut it off completely. I don't even start scrutinizing it. It's not worthwhile. That's why here we need to be very practical. Where do you get your knowledge from? Physics, chemistry, mathematics? That's something else. That's science. But if we're talking about the structure of reality, the spiritual structure, or about the future of the world, the structure of society, where is one taking it from? We see what state the world is in. So what? In what is he wiser than the rest of the world if he's not a Kabbalist? That's why, I don't know, for a long time already, naturally, I went out of all these connections with things like that. There's almost nothing to do and nothing to read. And today, even more so. In the past, there were more writers who wrote to the point. Today, no. Today, there is the descent of generations. There is this spirit of stupidity for all these people. And they're not to blame. And it's, how should I put it? It's the call of the hour.
This means that it should be one-sided, completely from one side.
I'm spreading my materials, and I'm willing to hear something in order to build from that an action of bestowal. But of course, wisdom from there, there's nothing to take, not at all, nothing at all. I only receive from there some signals of what state they're in. They're coming to more blows, from these blows they're coming closer to truth, then I can say another word, or to come closer to, you know, another sentence, but nothing more than that. And usually I write about it in Twitter very shortly. So today we can talk almost about anything. There's no problem, there's nothing to hide, just as long as it won't confuse people. But in terms of prohibiting anything, there is no prohibition. You can talk about everything. We're in such blows, in such actions the Creator is doing to all of humanity, that, thank God, we have the ability to talk until the end of correction. Okay, Dudi, what's next?
Mind's control over the body. Some external contemporary sages, after contemplating the above matter and seeing how man's mind is but a fruit that grows out of the events of life, concluded that the mind has no control whatsoever over the body. Rather, only life's events imprinted in the physical tendons of the brain control and activate man. Man's mind is like a mirror reflecting the shape before it. Although the mirror is the carrier of these shapes, it cannot activate or move the shapes reflected in it. So is the mind. Although life's events, in all their manners of cause and effect, are seen and recognized by the mind is nonetheless utterly incapable of controlling the body to bring it into motion, meaning to bring it closer to the good or push it away from the bad. This is because the spiritual and the physical are completely remote from one another, and there is no intermediary tool between them to enable the spiritual mind to activate and operate the corporeal body, as has been discussed at length. But where they are smart, there they disrupt. Man's imagination uses the mind just as the microscope serves the eyes. Without the microscope, we would not see anything harmful due to its smallness. But once we see the harmful being through the microscope, we distance ourselves from the noxious element. Thus, it is the microscope that brings man to distance himself from the harm, and not the sense. for the sense did not detect the harm doer. And to that extent, the mind fully controls man's body to push it away from bad and pull it toward the good. Thus, in all the places where the attribute of the body fails to recognize the beneficial or the detrimental, it needs only the mind's knowledge. Furthermore, since man knows his mind, which is a true conclusion from life's experiences, he can therefore receive knowledge and understanding from a trusted person and take it as a law. Although his life's events have not yet revealed these concepts to him, it is like a person who asks the advice of a doctor and obeys him, even though he understands nothing with his own mind. Thus, one uses the mind of others no less than one uses one's own. As we have clarified above, there are two ways for providence to make certain that man achieves the good final goal, the path of suffering and the path of Torah. All the clarity in the path of Torah stems from this. For these clear conceptions that were revealed and recognized after a long chain of events in the lives of the prophets and the men of God, there comes a man who fully utilizes them and benefits from them, as though these concepts were events of his own life. Thus, you see that one is exempted from all the ordeals one must experience before he can develop that clear mind by himself. Thus, one saves both time and pain. It can be compared to a sick man who does not wish to obey the doctor's orders before he understands by himself how that advice would cure him, and therefore begins to study medicine by himself. He could die of his illness before he learns medicine. So is the path of suffering compared to the path of Torah. One who does not believe the concepts that the Torah and prophecy advise him to accept without self-understanding must come to these concepts by himself, by following the chain of cause and effect from life's events. These are experiences that greatly rush and can develop the sense of recognition of evil in them, as we have seen, without one's choice, but because of one's efforts to acquire a good environment, which leads to these thoughts and actions.
Meaning, we should learn from anything that belongs to the goal. We should be included in the group, and there we can attain our next state, our more advanced states, and constantly make an effort to choose freely the environment, and freely means that without any influence from all different directions, but from our point in the heart, and that is how we will quickly advance. Very simple. Galil West.
Rav, how should we look at reality? From the internality outside or from the outside inward?
Please explain to me, I don't understand.
My point of view of reality in general, is that my imagination or is it something I can...
No, you're not allowed to say that it's all imaginary. You're not allowed to say that because you live in that. You live in it. It's like looking at a little child, right? Let's say I have a small child, 3 or 5 years old, and when I'm with him, I have to talk to him according to his level. I have to see the world through his eyes, and then we are as friends. I have a connection with him. But if I speak from my height, then he'll be confused or detached from me. That is why we need to understand that we need to accept the world, how we see him, and together, to understand that all these things are imaginary, but still, one has, a judge has only but what his eyes can see. In order to learn from the world, in order to advance from it, I need to first of all perceive my lowly corporeal perception. And from that onwards, like a little child, like a 3-year-old, I'll observe it and I'll be able to advance. So I need to make an effort to have two people. One is the small child, and the second is Bala Sulam, that he is explaining to me how I need to approach life. And from these two points, I can advance. And don't be confused.
How do I build these seeing eyes? Through the group?
Yes, of course. I'm not even exerting to say how. Of course, it's the group. It's freedom of choice. This is the group. All of this article is in this yesterday. That is talking about this. I adhere to the group. I am looking at it. And the group with its own view from the height of the upper world, and I from my height, from my world. But then I have the ability through them to rise, to adhere to them.
So please tell us, what makes the world imaginary?
The world is imaginary because everything that's in the will to receive is imaginary. It's not imaginary like you're drunk or stoned or something like that. No. It's imaginary because it's through your will to receive. In your egoistic will to receive, everything is fictitious. It's non-existent. But the Creator purposely created it in order to, through it, reveal what truth actually is. That's why it's the world. It's of falsehood. It's false. It was purposely created that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, Kiev.
Thank you, Rav.
Well, Kiev, what do you want?
Да, дорогой учитель, вот есть тут, насколько я понимаю, ну, уровни свободы выбора. Вот там на простом я поднимаю.
There are degrees of freedom, the way I understand it. The simple degree is I rise above my ego, I incorporate in the friends, in the ten.
Там я ж тоже могу попасть.
There is an area of free choice here. What happens next? There too I can go into the control of the Creator. Is that free choice or every time?
Freedom of choice means that no one is forcing you to choose in order to bestow. That is freedom of choice. That's it. You want to remain in your will to receive? That's fine. But you're shown slowly, slowly, to what extent you are in a state of lowliness. But it's still, it's your choice.
PT 19.
In a way that the spiritual mind can move the body. What is this, the spiritual mind and the corporeal mind?
2 degrees of perception. 1 degree in order to bestow, 1 degree in order to receive.
And when can you reach this spiritual mind? How much does it accompany you?
To the extent that you are in the friends. And it doesn't matter who your friends are, how and what. Even like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. If you're included in them, you already have the correct view on reality.
If this is so, what's the role of the corporeal mind?
No, the corporeal mind, the spiritual mind and the corporeal mind, you mean that the corporeal mind is in order to receive?
Yes.
Okay, so you see how it's not okay. It's only diverting you.
I said that crazy thing. The corporeal mind dealing with my own brain, and I have to reach a mind that will be in spirituality.
You have nothing to do. There's nothing to do with the mind. The mind is something that is constantly misleading us.
That's it, but how can you reach spirituality without the corporeal mind?
You need to use your mind in order to annul your mind.
Above my mind.
Above your mind. PT6.
Itzik.
Rav, why does he write here about the mind rather than the emotion? We say that the vessels are a new emotion and in general our nature.
The choice that you're still in the middle of where to go, you're still using your mind. You're not yet in the state, in the emotional state. So there is choice through emotion and there is choice through sensation. When you're in the degree, you work according to your emotion. When you're in the degree, you work according to your mind. Next. Wait. Maybe.
Should we move on or stay?
What else do we have here?
We have the last part, the duty of Nebo for humanity in the last generation.
Okay, let's keep going a little more. The freedom of the individual.
So we'll continue with the freedom of the individual. Now we have come to a thorough and accurate understanding of the freedom of the individual. However, this relates only to the first factor, the source, which is the first substance of every person, meaning all the characteristics we inherit from our fathers and our forefathers, and by which we differ from each other. This is because even when thousands of people share the same environment in such a way that the other three factors affect all of them equally, you will still not find two people who share even one attribute. This is because each of them has his or her own unique source. This is like the source of the wheat. Although it changes a great deal by the three latter factors, it still retains the preliminary shape of wheat and will never take on the form of another species.
That's clear. Don't worry about losing your personality. Your uniqueness, but your qualities remain as they are. Only by that you acquire a motor, how to develop them more and more and more. And then you reach adhesion to the Creator, your individual adhesion. So all of the forces, the group, the books, the world, everything you receive, all of the Kli of Adam HaRishon, all in all, is in order to adhere to your point to the Creator. Is that clear?
PT9. Yes, Rav. What you just said, he spoke about the ill person that doesn't have to study medicine, just to listen to the doctor. So when should you learn Kabbalah and when shouldn't you?
You don't study Kabbalah, you're studying the means how to adhere through the group to the Creator.
And studying tests, such things?
No, that's a remedy, it's not the study. It is not the wise who learns. No.
It
is the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah that you study the entire system is only to the extent of the revelation of the Creator to you and also according to your qualities. So there are those that the Creator is revealed to them technically, they understand the system, they live it, they attain it. And there are those who have it more emotionally. There are these, and there are those. The study of the wisdom of Kabbalah is, we use it as, first of all, as a remedy in order to reach adhesion. From adhesion, there are things that when a person rises, then he discovers them along the way. He understands them better, but that's according to the root of the soul. There are those who have it more emotionally, those who have it more intellectually, and who knows what levels of prophecy, high degrees.
Still, in this example of the sick people and the doctors, out of 8 billion people, how many should learn medicine? Let's say you're the only, are you the only doctor? All the rest are ill. What's true here?
It doesn't depend on a person. It depends on the root of their soul. His attitude, the source of his soul, his point in the general kli of Adam HaRishon, this point of his, it determines what he'll learn, how he'll learn, how he'll behave towards the others. And his development is only development, but it's his development. You understand? Meaning, if more towards here than it is, if there, there. But it's not that he chooses it. It's according to the internal Rishimot. First of all, we were all in the end of correction from the side of the Creator, and we need to reach that same state from the side of the created beings, with addition, with agreement from on behalf of the created beings. So we're reading about freedom of choice. What freedom of choice in what? To realize oneself in a way that is most desirable by the Creator, nothing more than that.
What does it mean for an ill person to realize himself?
For an ill person, it means to, in order to bestow. Where are we, Dudi?
We are in the title, the general shape of the progenitor is never lost.
Okay.
So it is that each source that had taken off the preliminary shape of the progenitor and had taken on a new shape as a result of the three factors that were added to it and which change it significantly, the general shape of the progenitor still remains and will never assume the shape of another person who resembles him, just as oat will never resemble wheat.
You see, he explains more in meticulously.
This is so because each and every source has its own long sequence of generations comprised of several hundred generations, and the source included the conceptions of them all. However, they are not revealed in it in the same ways they appeared in the ancestors, that is, in the form of ideas, but only as abstract forms. Therefore, they exist in him in the form of abstract forces called tendencies, nature, and instincts, without knowing their reason or why he does what he does. Thus, there can never be two people with the same attribute.
Because everyone, each one from their own starting point. Okay? Be'er Sheva.
Hello, Rav. Can I ask a question about what you said, for things you should abstain from?
Go on.
Today, when you go into the internet, there are articles about even health or money, and you meet all kinds of points of views that you see it comes from the Eastern teachings, all kinds of things also. Abstain ourselves from such things?
Of course. I never engaged in that, and I'm happy today that I didn't look at it. I also don't understand how can you have an inclination to read such things if you're drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah and you also have an inclination to read other things. I understand food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. That's fine somehow. But other foreign methods, that there's no truth there. You see how cheap it is, how easy it is. Well, you know, who are they? What are they? It all comes out like some kind of a side result of the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the fact that Abraham distributed these things to the different to all the different groups at the time, thousands of years ago. And you're using them. You don't see according to their form how corporeal it is, how it's related to matter, to the body. What can we look at here?
Things like Chinese medicine.
Medicine is something else, medicine only, which doesn't change your observation on the world, but just like you go to this doctor, you can go to a Chinese medicine doctor, it doesn't matter. That's unrelated to a method, it's medicine, only that way. So be careful. Go on, Dudi, let's move on.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson. But first, have a tune.